KFX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio.
Music, laughs, all the
hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your host, Chico.
Ooh, you so legendary. Ooh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy. Moody. Hey. Nasty. Hey. Yeah.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
It's a Monday.
My alarm was set for Monday.
Yes.
Which used to be work from home Monday.
Oh.
So you can imagine how this morning was.
Oh.
It's like, what?
Okay, FYI, starting today, we have a bit of a strange schedule. Okay, there's no more Team Bahay.
Yes.
Everybody's Team Booth.
Yes.
But Monday, it's just going to be the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday to Friday, it'll be the three of us, but we'll explain later.
It's a little complicated.
It's a little complicated.
But you know what? We're going to make it work.
Of course.
So we hope you guys can join us all the way till 10 o'clock today as we start something different.
Oh, yes.
As you know, Marky is on leave for a month,
yeah.
So he won't be joining us until next month. Hopefully, he'll be back for my birthday.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
But well, yeah, I'm thinking that will be
when
a month from... He's going to make it. He's going to
make it. Okay.
Hopefully. So today it's Chico and Hazel. We hope you guys can join us till 10 today. And as always, we start the show with this.
It's time for the Wake Up Quiz. The Wake Up Quiz on TMR.
The Wake Up Quiz on The Morning Rush. 5 questions to wake you up. Call us up now, 86-319-393. Go ahead and join us. If you get 5 for 5, for 5 different days, you will win a prize. Who's the closest to a prize that
we
have?
So far, we have Chinito Ken.
Chinito Ken, yes. He's won a couple. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Who's this?
I'm Joanna.
Joanna!
Joanna! Hi, good morning. Okay.
Good morning.
Here we go. So I hope you're ready. Today is the MTV VMAs.
Okay.
So that's going to be the theme of today's questions. Let's get started, Joanna.
Okay.
Which pop star performed with a python at the 2001 VMAs?
I know this.
Correct.
Yes.
In 2013, Miley Cyrus performed Blurred Lines with Robin Thicke at the VMAs and forever immortalized which dance move?
Twerking.
Correct. Who had a pregnancy reveal at the 2011 VMAs? Who had a pregnancy reveal at the 2011 VMAs while performing her song Love on Top?
Beyonce.
Correct. Madonna performed at the 2003 VMAs with two pop princesses, Britney Spears, and who's the other one? Correct!
Yes.
What is the MTV VMAs trophy popularly called?
You know this!
You know this! It's the shape!
What does it look like?
What does it look like?
I don't know.
No, it's called the Moon Man. But you got 4 for 4.
Four out of five.
Yes.
Four out of five.
Oh my God. Just the last question, huh?
It's like an astronaut on the moon. That's how it looks like.
Yeah.
So they call it the Moon Man. Sayang.
Oh, I know. Oh, so you didn't know that? Or did you just forget?
I didn't know.
Okay. Oh, but there you go. Now you know.
Okay. Okay. And you can always try again.
You can, of course. Maybe tomorrow, 4 for $5 for your first try. Good one.
Thank you so much, Joanna.
Have a good Monday. Bye.
Bye.
So there you go. We'll do it again tomorrow. Cup quiz. You snooze.
You lose.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Team, wala naman tayong team. So, Team Booth, nandito kaming dalawa.
Yes, hello.
Ano mo, I realized when we did our wake-up quiz, we missed the golden opportunity.
What?
We should have called it Quiz Me Beneath the Bearded Barley.
No, no. I call it a good decision to not go with that.
We missed a golden opportunity.
Oh, can I just tell you, since, you know, since we had a themed wake-up quiz today, and I asked a Madonna question.
Okay.
I ended up spending my night watching Madonna performances, live performances, including the one at the VMAs with Christina and Britney. And all I could think of was, I also want to momol with Madonna.
Hindi, pero that was so controversial at the time. Not because they were girls and they were kissing, but more like, parang ayaw halika ni Madonna si Christina.
Because una si Britney. Eh.
Yeah.
And then si Christina.
It was almost forced.
And for me, the funniest part was how the camera zoomed in on Justin Timberlake's face.
Yeah.
Right after the Britney kiss. Mm-hmm. Like, wanting to see his reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Tawang-tawa ako, but...
And it's weird because she's had a duet with both.
Yes, 4 minutes and music.
Me Against the Music.
Me Against the Music.
So she's actually had, a song with both exes.
That's true.
Right?
But I want to momo with Madonna. She's so hot.
Mm.
Like, more than Britney, more than Christina.
Tsaka may ano siya kasi may dominatrix.
Yes!
Vibe siya.
That's
kasi.
The vibe.
Parang, I'm only kissing you because, you know, I'm allowing you. Not because I want it.
Yes! Mm. And I was just gonna say, na-realize ko I'm into that. With women?
Yeah.
That's why I like Lisa Vanderpump. The very successful,
like, powerful women.
Powerful, yeah. Yung parang dominatrix nga. Mm-mm. Oh my God.
Right?
Now I'm obsessed with Madonna. What's going on? I've never felt this way towards Mariah.
Yeah.
Like, no. I love Mariah.
Pero hindi naman siya kasi dominant.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, sexually attracted to Mariah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Madonna, that's something else.
That's something else.
Yes. Hot.
Yeah.
OMG! Mm-hmm. Makikiagaw na ako sa lodi mo.
At nakita mo yung nakita mo yung jowa niya ngayon.
No!
Just bubuit.
What?
Bubuit. Like,
what?
Yes.
Like,
He is so...
Oh, maybe I see because I...
Or young looking.
Kasi I follow her. So,
yeah.
But then again, when I see her with younger people, I always just assume they're her children. So...
You probably mistook him for one of her
kids.
He even looks younger pa nga than James.
I just know David. And
David.
Younger than David.
Hindi younger. Looks.
Or looks younger.
Kasi si David Banda, diba, is now into football.
Yeah.
He's now into, like, and he looks like a man.
He's
not a child anymore. I mean, the David that I remember was like a kid, a child. But now he's like a grown man.
But I love her stories when they're at home and they're all like dancing and having a ball.
Nawala lang.
Yeah! And I love.
The thing that I don't like about Madonna, she tends to put it on when she knows that people are watching.
Yeah.
But when it's with her kids.
You know that.
She just relaxes.
That's her true self. Kasi yung an example of knowing that, you know, everybody's watching her would be her performance at this club in New York recently.
Yung Pride.
Pride performance. Yes. And she is wearing a see-through
yung
top.
Yung feel niya na...
Yeah. But I watched it.
Yeah.
Last night. You can imagine.
Oh my
anyway,
God.
Anyway, never mind. Okay, enough.
Top 10. Out of, like, super, like, insistent public demand.
Oh.
They, coming from Odiwan Kenobi, the James Harold, Pico Vids, Adobo Mix, and Shivana, we are doing the top 10 hashtag gagawin ko as a friend.
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
But with a twist.
Okay.
Okay. Not like what you'll do as a friend, but more like gagawin ko as a friend. Ihatid kita. Mula apari hanggang hulo. On the way naman eh.
Wow, on the way.
On the way naman.
On the way. Have you ever been dropped off by someone tapos alam mong hindi ka on the way, pero they insisted on giving you a ride?
Yeah, but it wasn't romantic, I think.
So yun talagang as a friend.
Well, yeah. Pero alam mo yun, syempre ako, kilig na kilig. Pero in retrospect, wala lang kaso sa kanila.
Yeah.
You know how like some people like driving?
Yes.
So even if it's a bit far, they will.
Yeah, and if they don't have anywhere to go naman or they don't have to wake up early.
Of course, it's easy to read into it. I mean, if you're interested, you'll be like, oh, really?
Sure. Oh, sure.
Little old helpless
I'd
me.
I love a ride. Naalala ko tuloy yung ano, yung sa akin naman yung open invitation na, basta anytime you need a ride, just let me know.
Okay.
I'll take you home in college.
Yeah.
And this was like, he wasn't kasi my blockmate. He's just a classmate in one subject.
Yeah.
Tapos he's like, can I give you a ride? And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. No, it's okay. I have plans pa ganyan. Basta he's been like, alam mo, he'd been offering me a ride forever.
Yeah.
Tapos one time na inulan ako sa school. Tapos wala talaga akong ride. I mean, desperado na talaga. Oh. Sorry ah. Pero out of desperation, he wasn't even, I think, my classmate anymore at that point. Yeah, I texted him. I was like, do you remember that ride you offered? That would be a good time. Are you still in school? Oh my God. Like, he replied less than a minute and was like, where are you? Yes, I'll pick you up. Oh. He picked me up. So I thought he was just in school. Apparently not. He was on the way home. Turned around.
Oh.
And picked me up. Yeah.
Did you ever talk to him after that?
Did. I'm not a horrible person, Chico. We actually even... No, parang when he gave me that ride, on the way home, he then asked me, so since we're already here, can I take you to dinner?
Oh.
Yeah. So he ended up having dinner.
Oh.
Nakalibre pa ako ng dinner. Nakalibre na ako ng ride. Nakalibre pa ako ng dinner. So obviously, I was like... Oh, sure. Okay. All right. So we stopped by a Japanese restaurant, I think. And then,
ang ganda nung scene. So you're there and he goes, you know, as long as we're here, can I treat you to dinner? Tapos bago ka nakasagot, biglang sabi ng chan mo,
kasi ang tagal nang naghihintay ng ride sa school.
Yung sayo, alam mo yung chan mo na yung sumagot. Ang wapoy. Oh,
parang ano, all the power would have gone to him at that point. Feeling ko pa. The power was with me. Pero
meron ka bang gusto mo pa sana? Parang, oh, let me think about it. Eh, biglang sabi nun siya, Makar. Ang pangit.
Yeah.
Gagawin ko as a friend. I can be your fake boyfriend para pagsilosin yung crush mo. Kahit nga may kissing and momol pa para realistic.
Oh, wow!
I'm willing to do that as a friend.
Happens in movies a lot, yeah. In TV shows. Diba?
Yung isa usually clueless.
Yes.
Akala niya talagang, you know, gagawin ko as a friend.
Mm.
Not knowing na meron palang hidden desire yung isa.
Pag ganun.
Mm. Diba? So, ikaw parang like, ew, ano ba to? Sige na nga, let's just do it. Tapos yung pala, yung isa naman, feel na feel.
Yeah. As long as feel nila, pero they're not going to go crazy after,
yeah. Another example, gagawin ko as a friend. Pag nag-sleepover ako sa inyo, sabay na tayo maligo para tipid sa tubig. That's all.
Have you ever?
No! I have not.
You haven't?
Well, plus, I'm really just... like a modest person.
You are.
Like, I'm not really mahubad in front of people.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean that too. Take out the whole may hidden motive ka or something. I just probably wouldn't because I'd be too shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not like maganyan talaga in general.
That's true.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, oh my, you're really like that.
I am.
Super modest.
Yeah. Like, you know,
talagang Pilipina.
Yeah. Sobra.
Dapat talaga gumawa ka ng TikTok mo when that became a thing. Kasi, hello, it's so perfect for you.
Yeah, and even stuff, ha? Like, kunyari not just like other stuff. Like, for example, my feet. May kilikili. Like, I just...
Wala
like,
ka issues.
Parang stuff that people are not supposed to see. I don't want them to see. Not because I think there's something wrong with them. It's just that I just don't want.
I feel
naked.
You feel self-conscious.
Yeah, I feel self-conscious.
But, I mean, that's fine.
Well,
that's
yeah,
fine. Yeah. I'm pretty sure a lot of people feel the same
the
way.
The same way. And another example. Gagawin ko as a friend, pag nasa abroad si kumpare, gagawin ko lahat ng duties niya as significant other. As in...
Oh, wow!
Lahat.
Kaya wag niyong pagbibilin eh.
Wag na wag
That's
niyong
actually
ibibilin.
Bad. Just
Super
leave.
No.
Just leave and say bye to all your friends without the whole preko na bahala.
Oo. No, if ever, siguro at most parang, hey, for emergencies, I hope I can count on you. Mga ganun.
Yeah.
Like, make it clear that it's an emergency.
What kind of emergency?
Like, nothing that involves the loins.
Be specific. If yeah. it's a life or death emergency,
yon.
I hope
financial emergency.
Yeah.
Pero pag lonely emergency, medyo, no.
No.
Nope. Nope. And one last example, gagawin ko as a friend. Kung pagod ka, sagot ko na yung full body massage. Paano na ma-relax ka? Ma-relax, ha? So, ano sir, start na po tayo.
Pero,
as a friend.
Pero yung friend mo kasi baka professional. Maybe they went to a massage school.
What if?
But you know, I feel like it's more common in the States than here in the Philippines for people to go to massage school. Not out of need, but because they want to.
Yeah. I actually have a friend who trained in Bali ba o Thailand?
In another country.
Yeah.
Kasi dito usually the ones who take the training are the ones who need the job talaga.
Yeah. And siya talagang like from that whatever that legit school is in either Thailand or Indonesia. And siya yung ano? Siya yung... Yeah. She's usually in charge of a spa. Like she teaches... Like
she trains.
She trains the therapist.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, she's like legit.
I would love to learn. But then again, I'm too lazy to
Oh, it takes a lot of it's like a workout.
No, and I have small hands, so I feel like
that's
it's
true.
Double the work for
Hindi,
me.
Tsaka ano nga eh, diba? Like I well, like when I go get a massage, usually you would really see them like take a breather.
Yeah.
Like yung kasi nakakapagod siya.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And I can imagine a lot of them use their whole body weight
yes.
to put pressure on yeah. the massage. Kasi diba, especially if you're like a tiny person
yeah.
doing the massage, tapos gusto nung minamasahe mo hard or extra hard.
Yeah.
Hirap din nun.
I distinctly remember I once, it was in another country. I think it was Bali nga yata. Where this woman like, stood up on my back and started like stomping on my back
God.
And was like, Lord help.
I would cry.
Yeah. Like I had something in my mind. I thought it would be very relaxing. I didn't realize when it's the full weight of a human being, it's not fun.
No, and I think kasi tayo massage parang hindi siya quote unquote relaxing. It's more rejuvenating than relaxing
well,
for me.
Well, it was supposed to be rejuvenating. It wasn't a Thai massage. It was like a regular massage.
Oh.
Pero kasi dapat, you know the ones that employ that technique?
Yeah.
They usually have bars.
Para hindi full weight yung...
Para hindi full
right.
weight. The one that I went to didn't have bars. Kasi usually that's what they do. They would they would stand on top of you, but they would be holding on to, para siyang monkey bars.
Yeah.
And then so that they can lift themselves up a little bit, so that they can adjust the pressure that they put on your back. Hindi siya full weight.
Because if it's full weight, medyo, how can you be sure that the person you're massaging can take
lumaya,
it?
You break their back or
something. Yeah, that's a little scary.
Nakakatakot siya. But there you go. Like, what are the stuff that you would do, quote-unquote, as a friend? So, if you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Gagawin Ko As A Friend in all your tweets.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for Tea Over Coffee. Britney Spears and Sam Asghari are engaged after nearly 5 years of dating. It's been confirmed by Page Six, and according to Sam's talent manager, the couple made their long-standing relationship official today and are deeply touched by the support.
Oh, that's nice. At least in the midst of all this conservatorship talk.
Yeah, so apparently Sam, who's 27, popped the question to 39-year-old Britney at their home with a 4-carat round brilliant stone in a platinum cathedral setting enhanced with a floating solitaire design. It has Asghari's nickname for Spears, Lioness, engraved inside the band. That's cute.
Oh, that's cute.
Right? They confirmed the news on Instagram as well, with Britney showing off her new rock. I mean, I couldn't be happier for Britney Spears.
I wonder how this changes conservatorship. Because remember, you have a spouse. Aren't they also like supposed to take care of?
And I wonder if...
I'm sure meron implication yan.
Or was the conservatorship by Jamie stopping Sam from proposing before?
Oh. Hindi kasi, diba, if you think about it, kasi
shouldn't
diba,
he be the conservator
shouldn't
now?
Shouldn't he be? Because he's already the husband. And
well,
pag
nagpakasal na.
In the eyes of the law, syempre, may precedence ang husband over father. Kasi that's your spouse. You're legally, diba? So, mas may right.
Like, interesting.
Diba, there should be, I wonder what the legal implications are. Kasi there's somebody who will take care of you now. That's your husband.
I really pray he never breaks her heart.
Yun lang. Yun lang.
But they've been together for a while now, and he stood by her through all the stuff.
That is true.
That, you know, she went through.
That is
or
true.
She's still going through.
So hopefully legit naman siya. It's just that, you know, it's just when you're a star of that magnitude, it's, I guess that's one of the pitfalls of fame and fortune.
Yeah.
It's just hard to really figure out what people want from you. I mean, of course, this the legit, they love you. Pero kasi, di ba, with predators, they abound in that society.
Yeah.
So hopefully she got a good one.
I think she did. I have high hopes for this union, future marriage.
Kasi diba, pag, if they can prove that, hey, I can take care of Britney, then maybe there's no need for a conservatorship.
That's true. And I hope that Britney being happily married in the very near future would do wonders for her mental health and would make her even better.
Even more stable.
Even more stable.
Even more reliable as an adult. So, yeah.
Oh, speaking of mental health, a lot of talks about the new U.S. Open champion, Emma Raducanu.
Yeah.
Because Piers Morgan kind of wants some credit for her winning the U.S. Open. Because she was criticized heavily by Piers Morgan back in Wimbledon when she withdrew from a match because she couldn't finish it.
Okay.
And she was called basically mentally weak by Piers Morgan.
Okay.
And according to him, parang he toughened her up. And see what happened?
Hello.
See? Now
what
she's a champion.
What?
Yes.
A jerk.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. Parang feeling niya may kinalaman siya.
I am a
god. Oh, feeling niya may kinalaman siya dun sa win. Pero Anyway, congratulations, Emma Raducanu. Yeah. She is so cute. Cute as a button. I swear she is so cute. And to Layla Fernandez as well.
Yeah.
Who put up a good fight and impressed
almost there.
The whole world. I know, yeah, and her speech there at the end. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's so mature for her age. She's lovely. Both of them.
But there's more in her future, I'm sure.
For both of them, I am so looking forward to more tournaments, especially in the women's section. Because I don't even want to talk about the men's at this point. So let's end at that.
Notice how we completely skipped the men's.
There you go. That's the tea for today.
Wala ka ko congratulate.
May binlock ako. Alam mo, binlock ako over the weekend. Because when I tweeted something, nireplyan ako ng picture ni ano, ni man who must not be named. Binlock ko siya.
Balik na tayo sa ano, sa man who must not be named. Uh-huh. Dati nasasabi mo na yung pangalan niya.
No, we're not gonna talk about him. Okay. Anyway, that's the tea. Go ahead. Share your thoughts with us at RX931 if you have any. Tweet us with a hashtag tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Again, this is going to be a mouthful. Thank you to OD1 Kenobi, The James Harold, Pico Vids, Adobo Mix, and Shivana for the topic. Well, among others, I'm pretty sure. Hashtag gagawin ko as a friend. And let's start off at number 10. Let's see here. From Chicky Romana. Yung magdi-DM ako every day ng good morning and good night. Pandagdag kilig at pampalipas mo ng oras.
It works for some people.
Yeah.
But for others, yeah, they might not like it very much.
If
by
they're
others,
into that.
I mean me.
Yeah, yeah. Tsaka if yun nga, if they're into that, pero minsan kasi it's not their thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the occasional good morning, good night, that's fine. But kasi if once you make it a regular thing, it loses its magic. It just becomes so predictable. For me, it's the predictability, I think, that kind of gets to me.
Ako kasi I thrive in that kind of
stability.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, some people see routine as a bad thing. Not for me.
I like routines, but for myself.
Gets.
But if it's like an outside force, tapos siya yung may ganong routine, I get sick of it.
Talaga? Okay. That's a little strange.
I mean, I guess it's a little strange, but I am a little strange. So let's just accept it.
So number 9 from Archie Aguilar. Gagawin ko as a friend. If we're 40 and both still single, I'll marry you.
The pact.
Kasi sa akin, I don't need that. I mean, if I were single and I have a super like best friend, why marry?
Okay.
We'll just be roommates.
What if it's like for practical reasons? You want to marry each other so you can make decisions for each other. You know, like, parang ano lang, legality.
Hindi kasi nga, for me, I don't need that
wise
in a friend. Kasi sa akin, I would only seek that kind of, like, I would want us to be able to decide for each other if we're, like, SOs.
Eh, but what if nga wala nga kayong SO?
No, but there's your family for that.
Yeah, but then what if you don't have family anymore?
I know, that's different. Pero ako ka lang kasi, I'm just thinking in terms of my...
Your situation.
Situation. My family's pretty solid. So, let's say I were single and I just needed companionship. I'd just be like, yung parang kay ni Rica nun. Yung parang, you know, find a really good friend. Let's live in the same house. Let's share expenses. let's be a two, you know, salary household.
Yeah.
We'll be like, but you know, you can live your life, I can live my life. Because I can't do that whole let's get married if I'm not in love with you.
Yeah, I can't have a transactional marriage.
There has to be, like, now, unless I've always had an HD on you, then yeah, go. But otherwise, if it's like friends, I can't imagine myself in that kind of
situation. Let me take it back. I can have a transactional marriage, but just not in that sense.
Not in that sense. Yes.
I mean,
I get it.
I mean, baby Jeff Bezos. I mean, don't listen to what I just said, okay? It doesn't apply to you. Because to you, it can be transactional.
As transactional as you want.
Yeah, your call, babe. But like with friends, parang, yeah, it's a little weird. For me,
it's
then.
A little weird.
For me, naman, it's you can weird. Do that. You know, like, for example, in my case, because my family, most of my family is in the States. So, in case of emergencies, I actually have a friend listed down on all my, in case of emergency stuff.
Yeah.
Kasi, parang, for me, it makes the most sense because she's the one that's here. My family is not here.
Oh, totoo. Pero see, like it's more of, it's more of like an emergency sitch kind of thing.
Yeah. And we were having this conversation. Okay, so Hannah is like my in case of emergency contact, okay. Right? So I told her, I have a note for you here. It's stuck on my fridge. Naka-magnet siya and it says Hannah. And it has all my important information. Because I told her, you know, obviously because I live alone, I always think, you know, what if I need to get surgery? Kunyari pumutok yung appendicitis ko or something. Yung appendix ko or something. Right. You know, that stuff. Diba? Because it happens to I mean, it's normal
it's not
for
being
people
morbid.
To go through
it's,
that. It's not being morbid.
Being practical.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, just in case, you know, I go get a checkup and then I need emergency surgery. What happens, diba? Yeah. You have to.
Kasi I get that, I get that.
To get the information.
Pero yung alam mo yung that you will be in each other's, like, basically get married.
Ayoko yung from friends tapos yung ifo-force nyo to be lovers.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yep.
Because I don't think I can do it.
Feeling ko pa nga I can even have that more of like with an ex.
Ah.
Diba? Yung parang like, okay, like, it's not gonna work. But you know what? If let's say in the future, you know, tumanda na tayo and nothing ever worked, kasi at least you were together
kasi
before.
You had something.
You had something. I would even prefer that over a friend. Kasi nga, pag friend, G rin. Pero yun nga, ano lang talaga. Like, literally, we just live in the same house. You have your own life, I have my own life.
And we can date other people.
We can date other people. Yeah. It's not romantic at all. It's more like, mas masaya lang may kasama. At least meron.
Yes.
Katuwang. And like you said, yun, yung emergency stuff.
Yeah,
at least meron kang, you know, somebody who will, you can run to. When
your
you
go-to person. Oh. Uh-uh.
Number 8 from Victoriano, tutulungan kitang malimot mo siya at ibalik ang dati mong sigla. Parang kanta to.
Anong kanta? Sige, sample.
I don't know that. This sounds like a song.
Ano ulit yung line? Tutulungan
kitang malimot mo siya at ibabalik ang dati mong sigla.
Tutulungan kung malimot mo siya.
Oh, nag-imbento tayo ng tono at kanta.
At ibabalik ang dati mong sigla.
Promise! Para siyang
no
song. Christian Salvador at number 7 says, titikman kita, luto mo, and give feedback about your dish, your cooking.
I mean, especially if you wanna cook for a date, someone you're dating.
Yeah.
Pwede mo mong gawing guinea pig yung friend.
Your friend.
Quote unquote. Mm-mm. Diba? Because parang not as much pressure there.
I'll eat it. I'll put it in my mouth. Number 6 coming from 7070. Sabi nga ni DJ Alvaro, ako muna ang papa mo. Papakainin kita, papaliguan pa, papatulugin at papaypayan. Papaligayahin kita.
Oh, now that's a song,
that's
right?
A song.
How does it go? I have no idea.
I have no idea too. I've never heard of it. The only DJ Alvarez song I know is the Maginoo Pero Medyo
Basta. Oh yeah, that I know.
I know that.
Parang this one, I feel like maybe I've heard it before, but I just don't recall.
Maybe.
Papa.
Kasi meron pang iba eh, di ba? Yung mga sex bomb or something.
Parang feeling ko ano yan? Medyo sweet type of song. Alam mo yun? Anong title niyan?
Lagay mo DJ Alvaro Papa. I'm sure it'll come out. Sige na nga. I'm curious na rin.
Na-curious ako.
Na-curious din ako.
Feeling ko cute Papa ka ba?
Papa ka ba?
Yeah, that's the title.
Oh, baka.
Papa ka ba? No, I wanna hear it. Ay, wala. Wala sa Spotify.
Ah, okay. And number six, coming from 70s. Yeah, that was number six. Number five from Camilo. I'm willing to act as your parent. Actually, step-parent. Hi pala sa dad mo.
Well, now, that's my kind of friendship. Yep. And the joke.
Number four from Nero. Gagawin ko as a friend. I'll be your pseudo-boyfriend. I'll cater to your every need. Sasamahan kita kahit saan. Pupuntahan kita pagkailangan mo ko. Tapos, just like a real boyfriend, bigla na lang hindi magpaparamdam.
Ay! Igo-ghost ka?
Yep.
Oh, no!
See, it's more realistic.
But that would suck to lose a friend that you've become so dependent on.
Yeah.
Diba?
So, well, it's a good approximation of a real relationship.
Have you ever been ghosted by a friend, though?
Ghosted? Like, just disappeared?
Just disappeared.
No, not really.
Stop talking to
if
you.
If ever pa. Alam mo yung naturally, we fell apart and just started not hanging out. Not ghosting. It's more like, wala lang. Yung life happened, usually pag yung mga friend from college, friend from high school, yung used to be so close, as bilang wala lang, it just never occurred to you. Well, like, wala siyang friendship over. It's more like, you just went your separate ways.
Yeah.
Not ghosting, na alam mo yung, nagte-text ka, ini-ignore ka, hindi ganun, walang ganun.
I've been ghosted.
You have?
Our barkada has been ghosted by one person.
Oh.
Yeah, and we used to be so close in school.
But do you know why?
I have an idea. Maybe she felt a little bullied.
And you never talked about it?
We never talked about it. But she just kind of, yeah.
Like, I'm done with you guys.
She kind of just disappeared. Yung parang feeling mo, it was a natural, alam mo yon. Like you said, yung parang you just kind of gradually stop hanging out. But then, it got to that point na wala na. Like, we don't know her number anymore. We're not friends with her on social media.
Pero gets
ko
yun
eh. We have no idea
pero
where she is.
In order for it to be ghosting is if you actually tried to reach out.
Well, we did. I mean, I'm pretty sure we did at some point.
Before nagkawalaan ang numbers and everything. And if she just wouldn't return your calls and messages anymore. That, for me, is ghosting.
Well, okay. So, one of my kabarkadas found her on LinkedIn, I think.
Okay.
Diba LinkedIn? Kasi wala siya social media. So, I think one of my friends found her and then messaged her, sent her an email. And she emailed back. Just to say, yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm working here or whatever. That was it. So.
Oh.
This was the friend. But we used to be really close.
Really close.
Close enough for me to put liquid paper on the ends of her hair. Like one clasp
ayun.
For fun.
Oh, eh, understandable naman pala.
Kaya. Kaya na-ghost ako. Kaya siguro she's... But we were friends naman after that pa. Because we were still hanging out.
Well,
even after
quote unquote,
high school.
Friends.
Feeling ko, there was probably one moment that kind of sealed the deal for her.
Yes.
Yung parang that was probably her breaking point that we weren't aware of. Now, we had no idea that we reached that point with her.
So, what did you do?
It wasn't me. I think it was someone else.
Oh!
Si Hannah ata.
Okay.
Kasi parang I remember we had a party. This was in college already. Or no, maybe after college. We had a party. And we had a theme, parang Bollywood. So it was a staycation. We were at a hotel room and everybody came in theme, obviously.
Okay.
Very Bollywood, right? And she came in and she wasn't in theme. Like, she was very normal looking.
Okay.
And I think, like, yeah, some of my friends gave her crap for it. They're like, why aren't you dressed? Like, aren't you even, like, you're not even made up. Like, yeah. This was supposed to be, like, so medyo.
But then, siya.
Feeling ko that, kasi parang after that, yun yung di na siya lumilitaw.
Oh.
So it's possible that that was the last straw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pero siguro may ano na yun.
Yun nga, feeling ko madami na siyang iniipon inside. Oh. Which is sad because, you know, I did love her. We were really good friends. Yeah.
I think, for me yun, that's the only way I would consider it ghosting. Pag nag-reach out ka,
tapos wala.
Number 3 from Maxim De Winter, gagawin ko as a friend, hindi ko hahayaang malamig ang Pasko mo. Oh. Okay.
Madami namang fleece, blanket, uso yun na regalo.
Yeah. Not a fan though. I mean,
really?
I love blankets but not fleece. Fleece specifically, I don't like.
Why?
Para siyang makate. Para siyang, I don't like the texture.
Oh.
I know a lot of people love it. That's why it's hugely popular. But for me, I would rather have like regular cotton.
But they have fleece na hindi makate. Because I know the kind of fleece you're talking about and I hate that. Ayoko yung magaspang na fleece.
Not just. Even the really smooth fleece, I'm not a fan.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not a fan.
Bitch fleece. Bitch fleece.
So, I cannot. I'm not a fan pag tulog. But like, kunyari, I'm on a couch, tapos nanonood lang. Yung upper body kumot,
pwede,
it's fine.
Pwede.
I don't like it.
Kasi for me, give me cotton anytime.
Same.
Cotton.
Like, give me
big
my
fan.
Duvet.
Cotton,
give
cotton,
me my
cotton.
Quilt, yeah. You know? But yeah, that's true.
Number 2 from Mike Ferrer. Gagawin ko as a friend, ilalike ko lahat ng mga shirtless pics mo sa IG. Kahit hindi naman ako mahilig sa social media.
Mm-hmm.
And the top gagawin ko as a friend comes from the Super Malas guy.
The Super Malas guy says,
during inuman, sasamahan kita sa CR. Just in case, ha? Baka kailangan mo ng tulong as a friend.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Hold it for you.
The hair. Kasi pag lasing ka na and you're throwing up, diba?
Mm.
You need a friend to do that for you.
Mm. Zip you up. Yeah. And there you go. The top 10 gagawin ko as a friend. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag gagawin ko as a friend in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Team Booth, we are here.
Yes, we are. We will be every day of the week.
Exactly. Wala nang team bahay.
Yeah.
Team Booth na.
Everyone.
No, wala nang team. Just, we're here.
DJs.
Yeah, just DJs.
Monster Jocks in the booth.
Yun. Mm-hmm. So here we go, thanking Odie1 Kenobi, the James Harold, Pico Vids, Adobo Mix, Shivana for the topic. Gagawin ko as a friend. Let's start off at number 10, coming from Fangirl. I'll drive you home kahit galing akong 12-hour night shift nang walang kapalit.
Will you do that for a friend?
Probably not a friend. Unless it's an emergency. I'd be like, I'm sleepy. Goodbye. Hindi, ako, diba, that's what I'm saying. Unless nga, alam mo yung friend na medyo may HDHD ka.
Uh-uh.
Ek, whatever, diba? I mean, unless you have that, I'm not going to, like, 12-hour shift, tapos iahatid pa kita sa bahay mo? I don't think so. I mean, no shade. I mean, you're my friend, but I need to sleep.
Yeah, obviously, kung kulang ka sa tulog and you really need to sleep, it's a no. Pero kung normal lang naman, I guess it's fine. It's fine if they asked. kunyari, need talaga nila
yun
ng
nga,
riot.
Unless it's an emergency. Kunyari, nakikiusap. Then I will, of course.
Yeah.
Pero I'm thinking this is usually reserved. Yung ganitong level is usually reserved for SO.
Yeah, or my HD.
Or HD.
Uh-huh.
And can we just congratulate John Arcelia for winning Best Actor in the Venice Film Festival?
Oh, that's a huge deal.
Like, sila J-Lo and Ben Affleck are there. Sila, like, wow.
Congratulations, we're so proud of you.
Yeah. As in, natalo niya si Benedict Cumberbatch, Oscar Isaac, and among others. Like,
my
amazing.
God.
Amazing.
Wow. Well, he is an amazing actor.
Congratulations.
We've always known that.
We are just
that.
So proud of you.
Yeah.
Like, you just make, like, alam mo yun, yung, ito yung mga parang kay Heidi Lynn, yung wala ka namang kinalaman dun sa victory, pero you feel like you're part of it just by virtue of being Filipino.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Number 9 from Coco Hernandez. You can kiss me, but don't you dare fall in love with me.
Parang, ano, hindi sila friends in that movie.
Hindi nga. Parang hindi nga.
Parang nag-meet lang sila dun sa resort.
Saka parang transactional yun eh.
Oh, yun business, ano yun, it was more of a business thing, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't he working for her hotel or something?
Parang ganun.
Or her dad's hotel?
I never actually watched it.
What?
I only know it because it gets quoted a lot. Just like the whole, sana ako na lang, sana ako na lang ulit.
One more chance.
I have never seen it. I have never seen, we are not really tadhana, tinadhana. Ano yan?
Patakim ng tadhana. Hindi, ano? That thing called
tadhana. That thing called tadhana.
Bakit patikim ng tadhana yung naiisip ko? Sorry.
Ilang tadhana na ba natikman mo? Ilang tadhana na ba natikman mo?
Oh, that's so funny because all the movies, yung mga yun that you haven't seen, I've seen them. And I'm, you know, I don't really watch a lot of Filipino movies.
And I do.
And you do.
I no, because, okay, to be fair, I had, kasi, in bursts, when I was younger, I was a big fan of Filipino films. I won't say which ones, because it will date me. And then, I kind of like, lost interest. And I will admit, parang, kahit sikat siya, hindi ko siya pinapanood. Tapos recently, siguro mga, I'd say 5 years?
Yeah.
Leading into the pandemic, I super got into it again. And like, to the point na minsan kahit hindi naman alam kong hindi ganun kagandahan,
yeah,
I would still watch it.
Ako nga, ano eh. Yeah. Since you became my partner on the show, mas nanonood na ako ng Filipino movies.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, I know you're into it and we watched together, you know, before nung pwede pang manood. So
yes,
we'd watch like premieres and stuff. So dumadami na yung Tagalog movies ko.
Yeah.
Pero before that talaga, I really didn't have a lot na napanood ko kasi wala rin akong kasama and
that's
I don't
true.
Really I don't really like to watch in the cinema a lot,
oh
you know.
Oh my gosh, that was my passion.
Diba? I mean, I would but every now and then lang and it depends pa on the movie, ganyan. So, hindi ako manood sobra.
Kasi it was really that, ano eh, remember that one MMFF, yung very controversial kasi
yeah,
wala lahat ng mga big names
uh-huh,
and it was all artistic and all the movies were so good. Around that time, tapos yung it was the advent of the indie film that were actually very pleasant to watch.
Yes.
Kasi there was a time pag sinabi mo indie film, it's parang poverty porn.
Or
parang
mga medyo, ano,
medyo depressing.
Sexy.
Or oo. But during the time of yung mga kita-kita, yung mga, yun, yung mga one-two punch na ang kaganda ng mga films.
Yung mga,
oh, and like mga ano, yung mga one, yung,
ano?
Like a one Luna. Ano yun?
General Luna.
General Luna.
On the Job.
Diba? Parang, there were so many good films. Yun na cement. Tapos parang medyo, I was like, okay, I will start watching again.
Ah. Kasi ako, yeah, napanood ko yung mga classics. Sometimes, not in the cinema, but because it's pop culture and everybody's talking
yeah
about it, I make it a point to try to watch them. So,
yeah,
yun, No Other Woman, One More Chance.
Yun ang mga na-miss ko, that era.
Did you ever watch Feng Shui?
No.
Oh my God, ang ganda nun, yung kay Chris Aquino.
No.
ano pa ba yung mga gusto ko? Yung kay Piolong at saka kay Tony Gonzalez.
Yun, I watched that.
Starting Over Again.
I watched that.
I watched that. I haven't, like I told you, I've never seen a...
Oh, did I?
Kim Gerald movie.
I've never seen... Kasi nga eh, that was the era na medyo I stopped watching. Pero like now, yeah, like... I stand, you know.
That's true. Pero you should watch those classics.
I should.
Yes, yung No Other Woman, aliw na aliw ako doon. It was,
talaga?
Yeah, nakakatuwa siya.
I'll try.
You should watch it.
I should. And number 8, coming from the Super Malas guy, sasamahan kitang sumakay sa roller coaster for the first time. Just in case kailangan mo ng hand to hold.
More like shirt to pull or like...
Actually, ito, take away all... like romantic elements, I will hold your hand pag takot ako. Kahit sino ka pa, kahit complete stranger ka pa.
I can attest to this. Mm-hmm. Remember when we were in that room?
Yes.
The, what do you call that? The breakout room?
Yeah.
That we were in? Yeah, we've never been that physically close.
Yeah.
Like, you grabbed my shoulder and like your hands were like, I don't even remember. I was like, geez.
My hands were all over you.
Your hands were all over me. I was like,
I had to reassure JC. Na parang, JC, inaakap lang kita kasi tatatakot talaga ako. Don't think anything of it. Ha?
JC, lahat naman tayo, ako na nayakap ako.
Diba? Diba?
We normally don't
worry.
Do
lahat,
that,
pati si Rika nayakap ko. Mm. Pati like, don't take it personally. But
parang kung sino yung malapit.
Kung sino yung malapit,
ka.
Yun ang ahablutin ko. Yun ang ipapain ko dun sa monster.
Pero sa rides, hindi ka ganyan,
hindi
diba?
Ganyan.
You're pretty adventurous when it comes to rides.
Yeah.
You're cool.
Because there's nothing scary about it. When we're talking like monsters or murderers.
Haunted house.
I don't even know how you got to talk me into it. I would never agree to stuff like that. It's not
it wasn't
my game.
That scary, it's though. I mean, it was yung parang tinatakot mo yung sarili mo. In that sense, yes. But it's... Hello. Obviously, it's there's an actor inside.
Tell it to me when I'm in there. I was petrified.
I was just scared of being...
You know what scares me, kasi?
What?
Yung feeling ko yung, okay, it's a thing, right? It's an actor. Yung matchempo tayo dun sa actor na something happened to him right before we go inside. Tapos he unravels and he becomes crazy.
Totoo yung nangyayari.
Tapos hindi na fake yung mga weapons
oh
na dala
niya. Oh my God! Ako ang scary lang for me.
It's so scary kaya!
Was being the first one out. I just didn't want to be the person na nahuli.
Ah,
more than anything, I just didn't want to be that person.
It was so scary.
You're so funny.
I don't like it.
Pag mga horror houses, natataw. Alam mo yung more like, jump scare kasi siya. So, yun, nagugulat ka. Pero natatawa lang ako pag ganun.
Ba't ka matatawa kung nagulat ka?
Hindi, parang kasi you know that it's all just for fun.
No, it's not for fun. I don't see any bit of fun in that.
Remind
exercise.
Me not to drag you to a haunted
no,
house
never.
Next time.
Baka mahubaran ka,
so, hindi ka sasama kung sinama kita dun sa Japan na ano?
No!
Yung scariest.
No!
Yung, di ba we looked that up?
Yes.
I made you watch YouTube videos.
No.
Hindi ka sasama dun?
No. Siguro samahan ko kayo. Hatid ko kayo. Magsha-shopping ako sa Akihabara. Maghanap ako ng mga Naruto merch.
Wala kang pake. Hindi ka sasama.
Hindi ako sasama sa inyo.
Oh,
bahala kayo sa buhay niyo.
Okay.
Number 7 from Chiki Romana. Gagawin ko as a friend, I'll be your Mr. Right now hanggang mahanap mo si Mr. Right. Pero alam mo yung, I'm still just a friend. I'm not really like boyfriend, obviously.
I think some people kasi need that. Yung parang yeah. Habang wala pa, they can't be alone. They would rather have someone like that.
Like, I'll act as your boyfriend, but obviously we're not romantically involved. But like, I'll hatid you to whatever that you need to go to. I'll get, parang,
yeah.
I'll be your pseudo-boyfriend.
I get it, but I don't get that for myself.
Yep,
I'm not
too.
Gonna go for that. Like, I'd rather just be alone.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah, that would be a little weird.
Number 6 from Nero. Gagawin ko as a friend. Kakain tayo sa labas, mag-holding hands as if we're in a heterosexual relationship. Pero sorry na lang ha, pag may napadaang pogi, pasensyahan na lang tayo.
Oh, that one pa. Parang that's
fun. Cute. Well, unless you're a straight girl who's in love with a gay guy.
Oh,
happens.
And you're expecting na...
Hindi naman expecting. It's just one of those...
Or you're hoping it could turn into something real?
Yeah, pero very loose hope. Not legit hope. Because you know na, well, he's gay. So the chances are quite slim. But it's more of a... Wala tayong magagawa eh. I'm in love with him. I'm a straight girl, but he's a gay guy. Gets?
Uh-oh.
And I know of cases...
Na talagang in love.
Totoo. Like legit.
And it's not like
a
joke.
And they know that he's gay. Like she knows he's gay. She knows she does not have a chance. He's told her she doesn't have a chance. But she's like, okay, then we'll just be friends. I'll deal with it.
Oh, but yeah. But you are seriously into For me, kasi if I find someone like super attractive, but I know they're gay, I'm gonna hit on them for fun, that we both know that.
Yes.
You know what? It's just like, it's nothing serious. Yeah. It's not like I'm in love with you or something. It's just like.
And you're not going to be awkward with me.
Because it's
you know
fun.
That,
yeah.
You know that, hello, I know that I have zero chances.
Yeah, and parang, I just want you to know that you're so hot to me. Like, I find you so attractive, and that's it. And parang, it's so harmless na. For me, it's yun. I find it fun lang. Na parang hopefully, you find it fun as well. Because, hello, I'm stroking your ego. Kasi yeah. Diba? More
than
anything.
Because I can't stroke anything else.
Sadly. Talagang pinaalala sa akin eh. Oo na. Yung ego lang ako.
Diba? Because you can't stroke anything else.
Mm-hmm. Sige na. Yeah.
Number 4 from Camilo. Gagawin ko as a friend to be your substitute spouse in case bigla kang iniwan sa altar.
Wait a second.
Like if you're jilted.
Wait a second.
But do you want to marry that guy?
I know. Diba? That's so weird.
Like you will offer yourself na, sige, I'll marry you.
That's not a good idea. Well, it's not something you should do on impulse na parang yun nga because you just want to save face or you just want to save yourself from embarrassment. I know you're just gonna go marry whoever steps up.
It kind of reminds me of Mamma Mia. Remember how the first one ended? Hindi natuloy yung kasal nung...
I don't remember how it ended. I watched it but I can't recall. Ano nga bang ending?
Ano nga ba nangyari nun? Basta parang hindi natuloy yung kasal.
Which one? Yung kay Amanda or kay Meryl Streep?
Tapos biglang sila na lang ang kinasal or something.
Oh, I don't remember.
Ano nga ba yun? Okay, forget it. I forgot.
Well, basta. Remind us.
Nag-usap yung lola at yung lolo.
No, kasi I've only seen Mamma Mia once.
Ako din.
And with movies that I've only seen once. Unless sobra siyang...
Basta naalala ko, merong hindi natuloy. Tapos instead of kayo, edi tayo na lang, parang ganun.
I'm confusing it kasi with the second movie because that's the more recent one. So I'm a little, it's all a mess in my head.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, we'll Google it. We'll get back to you
we'll
on that.
We'll get back to you on that. Kasi alam ko na kinasal sila eh. Naging mag-asawa sila eh. Sila Amanda.
So, pero di ba si Amanda Seyfried yung kinasal?
Siya yung ikakasal eh.
So you're talking about her probably.
But then it...
Or was it a
through.
Flashback dun sa...
Kaya diba lumabas yung song na I Do? Cause I Do? Kasi nag...
Oh, yeah, I remember Amanda Seyfried getting married
tapos,
in the movie.
Tapos nag-propose si Pierce Brosnan kay Meryl.
Okay.
And she agreed.
Ano ba to? My friend Rye messaged, hindi natuloy, Sophie and Sky.
Oh, yun. Ah, so they weren't married? I thought so, tuloy sila. Tama, tas ang kinasal instead, si Meryl tsaka si Pierce.
Oh.
Diba? Yung parang, well, we're here. There's a priest. There's a wedding. Since hindi natuloy yung kalaskay.
Ayun, natuloy yung nanay ni Sophie and Pierce.
Oh, yun.
So, yung nanay ni Sophie is Meryl Streep.
Did you just call Meryl Streep?
Nanay ni Sophie!
Like, you don't even remember that it's the Meryl Streep in her own movie? Did you just do that?
Yung so weird.
Did you just call the greatest living actress yung nanay ni Sophie?
She did. She did. Tsaka si Pierce.
Pierce talaga. Yung nanay ni Sophie ang pinasal kay Pierce. Wow. I am offended to the bone, to my core.
Chico feels personally attacked.
Yes, yes. Number 4 from 7070. Gagawin ko as a friend. Ako na muna bahala sa laundry mo. Go lang, kahit suot mo pa, lalaban ko yan.
Nay. Wait lang. Wait. Oh, can I just tell you, that was like my main concern. Na knowing that we have to physically be present now, every day.
Every day.
Yung laundry ko. Naisip ko, I have to be strategic with what I wear. I can't wear like, you know, a lot of jackets. I don't want, because I don't want to do a lot of laundry.
Hindi kasi like before. Like, kunyari jacket lang naman. Diba? You can wear that another day, right?
Yeah.
But with COVID, you can't.
You can't.
So you really have to wash all of your clothes.
Tell me about it. And this weekend, I spent washing all of my denims, like my jeans, yeah, my denim jackets. And I have a bunch. And I used to, like, a couple of them.
Yeah.
A week ago. So, nasa laundry sila lahat. My God. And I was thinking, I don't want to have to do this again. Like, next week. I'm just gonna wear a lot of t-shirts.
Yep. Number 3 from Archie Aguilar. Gagawin ko as a friend. Yung single bed lang pala yung room na nabook natin. So, fine. I'll share my blanket with you.
That's, you know, there's something,
alam mo, kilig yun.
There's something so intimate about sharing a blanket. Mm-hmm. Even if you're both fully clothed and... wala no, namang hanky-panky.
It's one of my favorite kilig scenarios. Yung ano, yung supposedly separate beds. Mm-hmm. Tapos bilang pagdating, why is there just one queen bed? Like, how will we do this? Tapos bilang, oh well, they're fully booked. We have no choice but to stay in the same
room. Ay, isa lang yung ano, duvet. So, yes. We're gonna have to
tapos,
share.
Ay, may note sa bathroom, there's only enough water for one shower.
Eh, bakit yung note in your handwriting, Chico? Parang kilala ko yung sulat mo. Bakit ikaw yung nagsulat?
Tapos you have no choice but to shower together.
Pero have you ever shared that, like yung kumot with someone na hindi SO? Of like a friend?
I think we have. Well, I don't know if we shared the blanket. Pero yeah, it's one bed.
Wait, has there ever been an RX trip? Na you shared a room with someone and you had to share a bed?
Yeah. Gino.
Oh!
And many times.
Did you share your kumot?
Kasi alam, I distinctly remember there was this one trip where we had to share a bed. So, I think there was just one kumot, so I don't know.
So when you woke up, were you big spoon or were you little spoon?
Oh, no. I warned him. Like, don't you dare, because friend lang talaga.
Don't you dare fall in love with
me. Ako ba talaga nagwa? Don't you dare fall in love with me. I mean, you know.
It might sound difficult, but you're just gonna have to.
Alam ko, peg mo yung mga chinita. Pero please, I only see as a gross.
I cannot. Hindi kasi, diba, it's a running joke whenever we go on trips. Yeah. Pag yung sa guys. Kasi for some reason, people find it funny pag guys yung mag-share ng bed versus pag girls.
Which you girls do all the time.
Which we do, yeah.
No, for me, the only parang RX person I had to actually share a bed with was Gino.
Okay.
Buti na lang, because it would have been mighty awkward if it were somebody else. At least Gino's a good friend, you know. So, yeah. Anything that I'd probably freak out, to be honest.
I can think of a number that I would find funny na if you had to share a bed with them. I can think of a number.
Pero like, yeah, usually kasi two beds, di ba?
Yeah, twin beds.
I forgot what the scenario was, why it was just one bed.
So, nung roommates kay ni Tom, separate beds?
Separate beds.
Okay. Because yun yung mga naging
roommates. No, everything else. Everything. Okay. I'm not sure actually that thing with Gino, if it was an RX trip or if it was one of those. Because diba we would also do mga out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's one of those.
Basta you had the
Basta there was one specific, I remember, that it was a queen or king size bed. Mm. And we had to share. Obviously. So.
I kind of want to hear Gino's side. Like, I want to hear his experience.
Tapos sabi ni Gino, actually, nangyari yan, biglang narinig ko si Chico nasa phone, can you exchange the two double beds into one queen size bed?
I can't. Oh my God.
And hello, I would be the first to say no. Kasi nga, di ba, ayoko na may katabi.
Oh nga, kasi you're not, you're not used to that.
Even with baby whale, I mean, except pag malaki yung bed, pag queen or king, I'm super okay with it. Kasi there is space in between. I really can't yung magkadikit.
Yeah.
I can't. I won't be able to sleep. I guarantee you. We have to be, there has to be that space, even with my significant other.
Hmm.
There has to be that space in between. Kasi malikot ako. I do maybe 3, 4, 5 turns.
Yes.
Before I fall asleep.
Uh-uh.
So to the left muna, tapos pag medyo nagsawa, to the right,
yeah.
To the left, to the right, and then I'll fall asleep. So I can't be, like if somebody's hugging me or spooning.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't. Number two from Adobo Mix, gagawin ko as a friend, ako magbabayad ng rent mo. Basta discreet yung place ha, at malayo sa bahay ko.
Ooh, parang ano?
Ay.
Entry ba yan o ambition ni Rika G?
Ay. Okay.
May magbabayad ng rent.
May magbabayad ng rent. And the top gagawin ko as a friend comes from Maxim the Winter.
Maxim the Winter says,
oh, if you're a plantita friend, di ba? Gagawin ko as a friend, kapag natutuyo na ang garden niya, ako na magdidilig.
Ha? Eh, syempre, ayaw mo namang mamatay yung mga halaman.
Oo naman.
So, di ba? By the way, speaking of Maxim the Winter, can I just say, kahawig niya si Leila Fernandez. Mas maputi version si Maxim the Winter.
Yeah, I kind of see it.
Yeah. Because also, Leila Fernandez looks like a cousin of mine.
Yeah.
So parang naaalala ko every time I see her, si Maxim the Winter tsaka yung pinsan
ko. Yung pinsan mo. Sayang talaga, no?
I know.
Oh well. But there you go, the top 10. Gagawin ko as a friend. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Gagawin ko as a friend in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. We are on Facebook Live.
Yes, we are. Join us. Facebook.com/RX931. We're on Twitch TV and YouTube Live as well. Good morning to all the monsters online.
Hello, everyone. And yes, sabi nila, hello, Team DJs.
Team DJs in the booth.
Yeah.
Every day, starting today.
Actually, tomorrow till Friday, tatlo kaming sa booth.
True.
Yeah. So, very, very interesting. Okay. So, we've got our top 10 for today. Let's start off with the first batch. Thanking Odiwan Kenobi, the James Harold, Pico Vids, Adobo Mix, and Shivana. Hashtag gagawin ko as a friend. From Nero, willing kitang samahan sa kwarto mo pag nalulungkot ka.
I mean,
ba't kailangan sa kwarto? Ba't hindi naman sa mall or...
Ano? Baka magsisleepover na rin kayo after.
Mm.
I don't know about you, but you know, I do that with my friends a lot.
You know what? You know what I really miss?
What?
Just having people over.
I know.
Feeling ko pag natapos tong pandemic, araw-araw namin kayong impotence.
Oh my God, yes, please.
Lunch and din.
I'm
kasi
so
alam
down.
Mo yung ano, like, we kind of had a taste of it for a bit. Remember?
Ooh, it showed up on my Facebook memories. That was a year ago when we had dinner at your condo.
A year ago,
yeah. It showed up in
Holy
my memories.
Holy crap.
I was like, oh my gosh, that was a year ago already?
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Been a while.
Oh well. Number 9 from Paging Page. Gagawin ko as a friend, I'll give you access to my Netflix, Disney Plus, Now, and Apple TV. Basta, bigyan mo rin ako ng access sa buhay mo.
Ooh! Okay, well, some people, I'm sorry to say, but some people are freeloaders when it comes to that stuff. I don't have friends who leech off of my accounts, but I know of some people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine as long as, you know, your friend, the one that's paying, is fine with it.
Ako nga, parang ano eh, wait for them
to offer.
Offer.
Yeah, or I mean, I think some people actually share. Maybe we can split the bill. Like,
that's not bad.
We can share an account, but you buy me coffee every month or two or something like that. Baka pwedeng ganun.
Rudes Antonio at number 8. Gagawin ko as a friend, susundutin kita. Kapag lasing ka at kailangan mong matsuka.
Ikaw yung mag-ano ng throat.
Can't they do that on their own?
Oo nga, usually, parang I'd rather use my own finger. I mean, I don't know where your hand's been. So
that's true, that's true.
I would have more confidence in my own sundot. Kasi parang alam ko na how far I should go.
Really? Really?
Hirap mo kausap.
You're so wawa. May limit ka pala.
Bakit mo ka bonding? Nakakaasar.
May limit ka pala.
Siyempre. Oh, may limit.
Wait, what's that word? Oh, yeah. Amateur.
Ang yabang!
Okay.
Alam mo, feeling ko, I can't handle your fingers because you have long fingers,
I
diba?
Do. Yeah. No, like, seriously. Like.
Oh, don't think I haven't checked them out. I mean, I know.
As in, like yung mga, like, my friends who play sports, they say, if I had your hands, that would be perfect for basketball.
For basketball, you can probably grip a ball with, like, one hand.
Yep.
And,
yep.
And I'm sure, like, if you tried playing the piano, you'd probably you might have an easier time. Although, I don't know.
I did really take piano lessons.
And?
I didn't like it.
You just didn't like it.
Well, I have a feeling I might have lasted longer if they taught me the notes. I did ano kasi, Wido. You just memorize it.
Yun naman ang mali nila. Dapat binigyan kanila ng nota. Para... Hindi, di ba? Sabi mo nga, you would have had an easier time
to
play with notes.
You know, I ended up being only able to play Que Sera Sera.
Oh.
Tung, 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 tung.
Wow. It's like going to a recital.
It was horrible.
Going to a Chico Garcia recital.
Yep. That was horrible.
Okay.
And, Number 7 from Camilo, gagawin ko as a friend, tuturuan kita mag-drive. Para naman matuto kang kumambyo. Yeah, stick shift.
How did you learn how to drive? Did you go to a school. Or, okay.
I did lessons. A1, I think.
Yeah.
Diba yung
oh, that's the classic. My siblings went to that.
Yeah,
I never
A1.
Did. I never learned.
Oh, nga, no, I never knew. Like, do you know how to drive?
Well, I kind of do, but like, just... I've never experienced driving out in the streets. Alam mo yung pag sa loob lang ng garahe, ako yung taga-start ng kotse before. Like, atras up, like, going forward.
Oh,
like, just the basic, like, if I had to, kunyari siguro zombie apocalypse, as I have to drive a car, I probably would be able to because I know, and especially if it's automatic, I obviously know.
But manual, you know?
Yung kotse namin before, na sinastart ko, and ako yung parang nagpapainit. Manual. Pero, I don't know. I would probably learn it as I go. You know what I mean?
Like it would
But
be,
I've never experienced driving out on the streets
on the
of Metro
streets.
Manila.
Right,
so
right.
That might be the only thing that would be scary for me.
Yeah. Gets.
Yeah.
Like, for example, ako, like, I have been riding the bike for the longest time.
Mm.
But the moment there are cars, I get nervous.
Yeah.
So I only...
That's the thing.
Uh-huh. I only do talaga like biking in the village.
Walang kwenta yung nagko-comment sa Facebook.
Oh, bakit?
Si Hazel lang nagpapainit. Ang galing talaga magpainit.
Oh!
I have a friend who offered to teach me actually. Kasi nga, like I said, since I'm kind of aware of the basics,
yeah,
feeling ko... I only need the experience. So I just really need like my friend to be there, yeah, to tell me where to go, you know, mga ganon. So, yeah. But then, it has to be in a safe place, like in a village.
Yeah.
Can't be around Ortigas Center,
dapat
obviously.
Talaga. And hello to Jingo! Hello!
Hi!
Our good friend, Pokemon trainer, who's now in Canada.
Canada! Good morning!
Good morning, or good evening?
What time is it there?
Evening.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah.
Si Layla na naman ang naisip ko.
I know. Sayang talaga.
But I also, actually, my mom likes Raducanu.
No, I like her too. Pero alam mo yung, it's...
Pero yeah, obviously, she talked about, ano ah, her grandfather, because she was interviewed, and she said na she doesn't really know a lot about the Filipino culture, but she knows that her grandfather makes the best food.
Oh.
So, sabi niya, she's really looking forward to visiting him.
Aww.
And like, yeah.
That's so... And from Chiki Romana at number 6, gagawin ko as a friend, yung sasabihan ko, love team tayo, kahit may iba ka namang gusto.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ano, diversion, ganon.
I guess. So, or, kunyari, if you're the official love team, you don't really have a choice.
Oo, sabagay. Like, in an artista setting.
In an artista ganun talaga setting. Ganon talaga. It's
yeah,
part of the job. I mean, you know, you better, have to know that that's what you're getting into.
Tsaka better to be friends with
yeah,
your ka-love team than
yeah,
wala, diba?
Number 5 from 7070, ipagbablow kita kapag mainit ang sabaw.
Parang mahirap yun ngayon. You don't want anyone's
well,
saliva.
Unless
or...
you're in the same bubble.
Oh, that's true. But even people in the same bubble eh. Yung alam mo yung cake pagka may birthday,
yeah,
people try to avoid na the whole
they
blowing
do
of the candle.
They really do. Diba ano nga doon ngayon parang pay-pay? Like you just have like a pay-pay.
Yes.
To blow the candle instead. Or some basta something else other than your mouth. Because it's just dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4 from the Super Malas Guy, gagawin ko as a friend. Alam mo yung song na every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you.
Mm.
Yun ang gagawin ko. As a friend. As a friend.
Anong tawag dun? Stalker? Ah, stalker!
Ande, iba, ano nga ba yun? Hindi ata yung stalker. Ah, Rika!
Oh my God. If she ever sings that, I would run.
Right?
Run for the hills.
Parang, every breath you take.
Iba yata yung lyrics niya.
Oo, iba.
Oo.
And speaking of baths, from Archer Aguilar at number 3, I'll be your gym buddy. Kahit sabay pa tayo sa sauna, steam room, shower.
Ayan na naman tayo sa sauna, a place I do not enjoy.
I love sauna.
I just remembered.
I love sauna.
We had a condo, we stayed at a condo before na may sauna. The gym had a sauna.
Oh.
Yeah, and I, obviously, I think I used it once.
Yeah.
Yeah,
at saka it's so
I
weird
really
talaga. Like saunas, I love. Steam rooms, I don't. I'm really not a fan of the steam room. But sauna, yung very dry, oh, I love. I love, 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 love. Like, I don't know, it makes me feel parang na-detox afterwards.
Oh my God, speaking of detox, you have to see the photo of detox with Raja. They rode a roller coaster. It's the funniest thing you will see. The funniest thing.
Oh.
If you watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
Nakakatawa.
I will try to search
I will
for
send
that.
It to you.
And also, number 2 from Simply Nedge, gagawin ko as a friend, susubukan kong maging masaya sa araw ng kasal mo.
Ang hirap nun.
Ay, nako. Mahirap yan.
I mean, paano kung gawin ka pang part ng entourage?
Oh.
Even worse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how?
Actually, no?
Yeah.
Ay. And the top gagawin ko as a friend comes from Puchoy Choy.
Puchoy Choy says,
pwede nating subukan ng sabay yung mga bagay na gusto nating subukan pero natatakot tayo.
This reminds me of Cruel Intentions. Ah, pero hindi nila sabay yung... Did you ever watch Cruel Intentions?
I think I did. Ryan Phillippe?
Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Remember her teaching Selma Blair's character how to kiss?
Oh, yeah.
But then, in that case, hindi nila sabay sinubukan kasi si Sarah Michelle Gellar's character, si Catherine, was already very experienced at that point.
Yeah, that is.
But will you? I don't know if I... Parang I'd rather practice on my own.
Oo naman.
I'd rather kiss the back of my hand.
Again, I would do that with somebody that... Kahit alam mo yon, kahit yung wala namang strings attached, pero somebody that I'm attracted to.
Uh-huh.
Kasi I think it's possible. Alam mo yung wala namang mangyayari, hindi naman magiging kayo. But there has to be a level of attraction for me to...
To want to taste your saliva.
To practice. Gets?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't have to be like, I don't have to have a crush on you or have HD on you. No, not necessarily. Pero hindi pwedeng like friends. Kasi it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Because you almost see them as your siblings, right?
Yeah, that's just weird.
It's just weird. It'll get too weird.
Sabi nila, ano, Chico and Hazel, practice as a friend.
Hala!
Hindi na namin kailangan ng practice eh. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. We're good. We know.
We're expert.
Well, we're one expert. Of us is better than the other, but you know, you decide which.
Oh, diba?
It's probably not who you think.
Oh, ayan, diba? Ano ni po Choy Choy, diba? Yun ang entry niya. Sabi ni Star Marjorie, oh, Choy, gagawin ko as a friend. Tara, dito sa SG. Nasa SG
wow.
Sila.
Wow, oh, there's an daw. Invitation.
Game daw po Choy Choy, game ka ba? Alright, so we've got one more batch coming up. We'll be playing a couple of songs for the people listening to us over the radio, but we will stay on Facebook Live.
TMR Top 10, The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1.
What an interesting FB in between. We were just answering questions. A lot of people were asking us mga parang this or that question.
Yeah.
May nagtatanong sa akin.
Hmm.
LVP or RF? Siren Srufil yung nagtanong.
Ay, mahirap yan.
Can you answer? Do you know the answer?
Oh, like right now? LVP.
Mm-mm. Yes, LVP. Yeah. Definitely. Actually, oo, LVP talaga. Ano na nga ako eh, parang naisip ko, if I ever see LVP in person, I would ask her to sign like a word. I have to come up with a word that I want tattooed on my body. And I'm gonna ask her to write it in like her handwriting. Obviously not her signature, nothing like that. But like a word that I want to get tattooed on my body. But in her handwriting. Can you imagine? That would be so special.
Sabi mo sa kanya, can you write Kyle? And then I'll have it tattooed on my
body.
Oh
my God! She'd probably just draw a snake or something.
Oh, no. Here, have this tattooed on.
Oh my God.
Did you mean snake?
No, I cannot. No.
So here we go. We've got our final top 10 for today, courtesy of Odie-1 Kenobi, the James Harold, Pico Vids, Adobo Mix, and Shivana. Gagawin ko as a friend. Let's start off with Chicky Romana at number 10. Yung pakikinggan ka sa paulit-ulit mong rant about sa kanya, even if sa isip ko, sana ako na lang. That's tough.
Yeah.
Number 9 from Nero, gagawin ko as a friend, willing sumirit. As a friend, sa wake-up quiz.
Okay.
Para naman makahabol yung iba, di ba?
Ah, gets. Kasi parang...
Alam naman, ako na lang ng ako.
Ikaw na lang lagi yung winner.
Susirit din ako. Oh,
that's true.
Number 8 from Green Andrew, I will follow a script and be the best actor. para sa phone call ng parents mo investigating where you were last night.
Have you ever experienced your mom or your dad calling your friend to ask kung nasan ka?
No.
You're such a goody-goody, eh, diba?
Well, baby whale. That day that I disappeared.
Tapos.
That was a long time ago.
Si baby whale yung naghahanap sa'yo.
Naghahanap sa akin. Kasi like, the show started. I wasn't here.
Where were you?
At a party.
You were at a party?
I went to a party the night before.
And then?
And yun, I fell asleep.
And you missed work the next day.
I missed work.
Oh my God.
Yep. Those were the days.
I'm sure baby whale was worried sick. Oh, because that never happened.
That never, yeah. I guess kasi kunyari medyo wild child ka. Parang, okay, just a very typically Chico.
Oh my God.
But given that I don't do that, that I'm always very, I'm very impunt.
You're very what?
Impunt.
Impunt.
Uh-oh. Like when there's a meeting time, I get there impunt.
Di ko kinay.
Yeah, impunt.
Imponto.
Yes. Number 7 from Ozzy. Whenever I see you posting or tweeting sad quotes, I'll be there to check on you. But that's nice. Friend
you
or...
You always want that.
Friend or HD. Diba? Parang...
It's appreciated,
are you
I'm
okay?
Sure.
Mm-mm. Number 6 from Puchoy Choy. I'm willing to fake choke para ma-practice mo yung Heimlich maneuver on me. Okay!
Ay!
Okay.
Alam mo, naisip ka kasi may pinapanood ako na may ganong scene eh, na the girl had to do that to her boyfriend. And I was thinking, I know how to do it because I've seen
in
it.
In theory.
In theory, but I don't know if I would be successful at it if, kunyari, if it actually really happened and I had to do it.
There is even a way to do Heimlich on yourself using the corner of the backrest of a chair.
Like, you're gonna
parang igaganon mo yung... Kasi nga, how can you do it if there's nobody behind you to, like, scoop up your diaphragm, right? So, yeah. There is a way na parang, what do you do if you need to perform Heimlich maneuver on yourself? And it is possible. It's more difficult, but it's possible. And we should learn that in case we're by ourselves.
Oh, I wish I knew how to do that when the whole Mentos choking thing happened to me as a kid.
You should Google it. There is a way na you can do it if you are by yourself. Mas ano lang siya, mas tricky, pero it is possible.
It's so scary talaga when that happens and you choke on something and you can't breathe.
Mm.
Have you ever experienced it?
No. Actually, nakikita ko lang siya sa TV shows. Sa mga ano.
So you've never choked on anything?
I didn't say that. What I said was...
Hindi ka makahinga levels na may...
Yes.
May cause of... Ano na siya? Cause of panic na
kasi
siya.
Kasi minsan naman ano lang yan eh. It's just a matter of timing your breath. And here we go. Coming from... the super malas guy.
Dapat exhale eh, no? Pa-exhale ka dapat.
Ewan ko sa'yo, Hazel. I don't know to you. The super malas get number 5. Kapag may naiwang food sa lips mo, ako magtatanggal for you. Gamit ang lips.
I mean, yeah, sure. I guess, if you're into that.
Ito interesting from Like Tony. True story. I had to change a friend's dress. Obviously a girl. And to put my own shirt on her. Kasi nga, she barfed and etc. etc. Then I had to go through an NBI level interrogation from her parents after.
Ah, bakit iba na yung damit niya?
Kasi parang, are you sure nothing happened? Why is,
right.
why is she not wearing her dress? Where is her dress? Etc. etc.
Yeah. At least, diba, you're a true friend and wala talaga namang anything.
Oo naman. And thank goodness you were with her instead of somebody else.
Exactly.
Number 3 from Adobo Mix. Gagawin ko as a friend, isang message mo lang. ng hey. Kahit 2 a.m. pa yan, dadating ako.
Wow. I feel like that's a lot easier when you're inexperienced.
Yeah.
I have to say, when you're inexperienced and everything is exciting and everything is new to you, it's something that you would probably go for.
Yeah.
But with age comes experience, and with experience comes wisdom. So these are things that you probably won't do anymore past your early 20s. I think you do that in your teens to your early 20s.
Yeah.
And then once you get to your mid-20s, like, no. You kind of already know that's not
parang,
something
parang
you,
I'm you over do. That.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, totoo.
Kumbaga, very, ano, Ben and Ben. Ben there, eh, Ben and Dan.
Ben and Dan.
Ben there, Dan. And, number two from Chicky Romana. Gagawin ko as a friend yung susunduin kita sa inuman kasi nga ka sa booking mo. Kakain ng lugaw.
Ano nga?
At nga ka. Ano ba? Nga ba o nga?
Parang sabi mo nga. Nga
nga.
Nga nga.
Nga
nga. Nga
nga. Okay. Kasi nga.
Say it again!
Kasi nga ka sa booking mo.
Ayon.
Kakain ng lugaw at uuwi after mahimasmasan. Ayon.
Oh, please! Oh my God, you said the L word.
Lugaw?
Oh, I don't wanna hear it.
Why?
It gave me... It traumatized me a few nights ago. Kasi...
Why?
Ganito guys. So, I skipped lunch and like Mariette. So I did not eat anything. Breakfast yung last meal ko.
Okay.
I kind of forgot to eat because I don't know. I was busy or maybe I took a nap or whatever. So by the time it was like mga 7, I was really hungry and I wanted like something filling and something okay. warm. So I had this idea, order ako ng ano, ng arroz caldo or ng okay. goto or whatever. So I did, right? I ordered 2. Yung isa yung may laman, yung isa yung plain.
Yeah.
I was thinking, babaunin ko yung isa or something. But then, nung dumating siya, na-realize ko, parang hindi okay magbaon kasi yung i-refrigerate mo tapos iinitin mo. Di parang hindi siya magandang idea. So in my head, you know, maybe I should just eat the second one kasi maliit lang naman.
Yeah.
It's not that big. But after my first one, busog na. I knew na okay na.
Okay
na ako, busog na ako. But I was like, well, rather than throw this away or like put it in the fridge bar or whatever, you know what? I can probably eat another one. So I ate it. I didn't even finish it, but I ate it. Oh my God, nung uminom ako ng water after, can I just tell you, every gulp of the water, feeling ko nag-e-expand yung lugaw sa chan ko. Like, I freaked out. I was like, oh my, yung alam mo yung ang bilis pa nung inom ko na parang glug-glug-glug. Tapos bigla akong na-feel.
Tapos alam mo yung...
Oh my, it was...
Can you imagine how horrible... Like, pag kunyari kung ano, yung... Kung may nangyari sa'yo. So, anong kinamatay niya? Lugaw.
Para akong nalugaw, ano talaga? Nalugaw torture.
Saka,
para akong nalugaw torture.
It's like the water torture.
Yes!
Like to overload you with liquids.
Parang ganun yung nangyari. Kasi imagine, yun talaga yung nakaka-freak out. Yung when I drank my water, para talaga siyang nag-expand in my stomach. And I freaked the F out. Akala ko talaga I might need to go to the ER. Ganong level. I paused and I prayed. And then I took Gaviscon. Kasi I was like, no, I know, I already know where this is going. And so I really probably won't eat lugaw in a long.
Oh my God.
After, I was like, I'm not.
It's a favorite of mine pa naman.
I'm not eating that again in a while. And na-realize ko talaga na, you know, dati, kaya pa yung parang busog ka na pero you're gonna eat more.
Yeah.
But once you stop doing that, no?
Because the other day, again, I just had congee. I had congee. Wala. I mean, like, I loved it. I super loved it.
Try mo dalawang congee next time. Hindi Chico, try mo lang.
Ayoko. Ayoko.
Try mo lang.
Grabe talaga. Ano, pwede yun na lugaw torture.
Lugaw torture. Guys, don't do that ha. Kahit feeling mo, promise, hindi naman kasi siya malaki. Like, alam mo yung parang bowl na maliit lang. Yeah. Ganun lang siya. Pero yun nga, siguro kasi hindi ako kumain the whole day. Walang laman yung tummy ko. Parang nabigla.
Oo.
Get? So, I think that was, yeah, I think that's what happened.
Okay.
My God.
And the top, gagawin ko as a friend, comes from Hey Twinks.
Hey Twinks says,
we can be in a more than friends, but less than lovers relationship.
Oh, but that's gray area.
That's a very big
that's
gray
very
area.
That's very difficult for a lot of people to process.
Pero willing siya. Like, we're more than friends. You can't really just say that we're friends. But we're also not lovers.
Mm-mm.
So what we are doesn't matter, but we're in there, in between, somewhere in between.
Uh-uh.
So what about us?
Ooh, gagawin ko as a friend. I would offer to host you in my condo.
Oh.
If you needed a place to crash. I mean, parang couch surfing. As a friend. As a friend.
That's interesting.
No, because the thing is, I have kasi upstairs and downstairs. So, it's not so invasive. Parang I can just stay in my room upstairs and then you can sleep on the couch downstairs. I mean, we'll share a bathroom, but that's fine, right?
Yeah.
You'll have your own space and I'll have mine. It's not like we're going to have to sleep on the same bed.
We don't have to.
Unless we want to.
We don't have to.
But that's something I would offer a friend.
A friend.
Yung friend ko naman talaga. But kung parang, alam mo yun nga, a friend that I might consider going there with.
Okay. Ako siguro ano, as a friend, just as a friend. Well, I don't really know if we're friends, but as a friend, if you wanna plug anything, you can always guest on the show.
Hey! Eh, paano kung nakaano na, nakailan na? Nakarami na.
Bakit? May ano ba?
Who's counting?
May limit ba ang friendship?
That's true. Oh, it has been a while.
It has been a while.
Wala pang 2021.
It's been too long.
Wala pang 2021, no?
Meron.
Hindi, 2020 pa yun.
Ha?
Hindi pa 2020 yun.
Really?
The last one, yeah.
Then it's definitely...
We're due for another one.
We're due.
We're very excited. But yeah, that's true. I mean, we do that for...
Diba?
For friends, oh. Obviously. Diba? So, ay, may nag-react?
Mm-mm. Ay, nako!
Away!
Plug lang naman.
Ang masasabi ko lang, kung may nagagalit, if you need someone to talk...
No, wala talaga! Nakakampi!
I'm here as a friend.
As a friend!
As a friend! Here. So there you go. parang ayaw mo.
Magpapataturin ako ng ahas.
Grabe ka.
Magpapataturin ako ng ahas.
But thank you for joining.
Thank you for joining. Again, somebody was asking. So remember, Monday to Friday. Okay, Mondays it will be Chico and Hazel.
Yes.
Tuesdays to Fridays, Hazel and Rika will be 6 to 10. Chico will be 7 to 10.
Yes. So in short, we'll be here every day.
We'll be here every day. No
yeah,
team behind.
Every day. Monday to Friday. Well, Chico and I will be here every day. See yes. Rika, Tuesday to Friday.
Tuesday to Friday.
So there you go. We will see you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Make sure to be here by 6 a.m.
Sabi ni Nero, ayan na naman yung schedule na magulo.
They're so over it. Just listen. Okay?
Just listen. All the time.
And call us up tomorrow for the wake up quiz. Try to get 5 for 5. All right? That's it for our Facebook Live. Thank you so much, everybody.
Bye, guys.
We enjoyed talking to you on Facebook Live. We'll do it again tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.